As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, December the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Got good news, always hard facts, certainly that. We won't talk too much about solutions. We'll have to scratch our noggins on that one. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We've got lots of philosophical radicalism on the plate this morning. But freedom here remains popular and is the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and of course your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and, of course, your calls are welcome. Gold, of course, hammered, yet still holds its appeal. Part 5 today, Zionism, what it is, what it isn't, the spirit of world politics, hawking. We're going to go into a little bit of Shabtai Zvi, labor Zionism from Barry Kamish. We might touch on other materials as well. Lots on the plate this morning. Before we go there, let's go here. Go back to that market report for Friday, December the 18th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold pummeled, but trading at $1,100.50, up $3.40 from its low closing yesterday. Silver up 2 cents at $17.15 a troy ounce. Platinum moving up or losing $5 in early trading at $14.22. Palladium, lots of news about palladium these days, moving up $2 at $363 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,099.70 for a low, $1,111.60 for a high. At $1,100.50, your gold is up $246.90 year to year from 1 year ago today, for a 28.94% return on your investment in that precious metal. London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,106.50. You can see we're $6 below that now. In the stock market, the Dow closed off 133 yesterday at 10,308. The NASDAQ was off 27 at 21,80. The S&P 500 closed down 13 at 1,096, and the crude oil up $1.22. That's no good news for us. Certainly, cost of diesel fuel and gasoline at the pump is going to continue to go up this winter. $73.87 for a 42-gallon barrel of that light sweet crude delivered as it is in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning drops another 3 basis points, still very high, 77.70. 77.70 for the USDX. Of course, that rolls over into the foreign exchange rates. We find the Canadian dollar up about 45 basis points at 94 cents U.S. Well, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Lots of discussion today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 18th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Always nice when the system runs perfectly, as it's doing today. It helps me to get this broadcast off to a cheerful and bright start. Anyway, back to our market reports again for Friday, December the 18th, 2009. We find gold again trading $1,100.50, moving up $3.40 so far in the day. Silver was up 2 cents at $17.15. Platinum off $5 at $14.22 an ounce. That's $1,422, by the way. Palladium moves up $2 at $3.63. There's talk in the town that palladium can continue to go up higher still. It's been already seen a 61% increase this year. So, you know, as far as things goes, it's outperformed the noble metal this morning and this year. So you might take a look at palladium. Maybe you'd want to pick up a little palladium, but be careful with that one. It's tied directly to the automotive industry, and if the industry doesn't do better than it has in the past, we saw that GM is dumping finally Saab, going to unwind it slowly. So Saab, the venerable little Saab, love that automobile, is going to probably go by the boards. But anyway, continuing along, again, in the Dow was off 133 yesterday, closed at 10,308. The NASDAQ was off 27 at 2180. The S&P was down 13 at 1,096, whatever those digital numbers mean. Crude oil, again, up $1.22, 73.87. You know, in the last couple of weeks, we talked about all of these tankers just kind of parked all around the globe, filled with natural gas and petroleum products, just waiting for a marketplace so they can continue to bring it out of the ground. But until people have money in their pocket and an interest or a desire to go someplace, that gasoline is not going to get sold, so the price of crude just keeps going up. Foreign exchange rates this morning as a result of the downward tick here, minor one, in the USDX, the USDX running at 77.70. The foreign exchange rates moved up a little bit for the Canadian dollar. We're at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 54 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro down another 20 basis points at $1.43. You know, it was $1.50 just not long ago. The British pound moves up 11 basis points, trades at $1.62, and that Swiss franc at 96 cents, moving up 32 basis points. In the bond market, the two-year bond, the yield is 0.79%, free money. Oh boy, borrow it if you can. The 10-year bonds are running 3.52, and the 30-year bonds are at 4.44%. The 15-year mortgage today, this morning, moves up just a tick, 1 point. It's 4.50%, moving up from 4.49% a month ago. And the 30-year mortgage, moving up about 4 there, it's running at 5.03% from 4.99 a month ago. As you know, we've all been waiting with dread and anticipation of today. Today's the last day of the Hopenhagen or Nopenhagen or Copenhagen, however you want to look at it, the climate change, United Nations Climate Change Summit. And things aren't going quite as well as they'd like to have them, and that's good for us, bad for them. And if we can continue to delay them, well, that's all the better. Kim Chipman and Nicholas Johnson write for Bloomberg. Obama snubbed by the Chinese premier at the climate meeting. Yeah, he was. Good for him, too. President Barry the Usurper's first closed-door meeting with world leaders in Copenhagen to forge an agreement to slow climate change had a notable absentee. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabo. Yeah, when? When are you going to show up? When? Probably not going to. On the last scheduled day of negotiations for a global accord, tensions between the U.S. and China are on the rise. The world's two largest greenhouse gas emitters came to an impasse over finance for developing countries, pollution reduction goals, and verification of emission cuts. So the usurper later expressed frustration about the stalled United Nations talks. Negotiations have become chaotic. Order out of chaos. People involved in the meetings said, that's that mysterious man behind the curtain again. Here's a quote. We're ready to get this done today. But there has to be movement on all sides to recognize that it is better for us to act than talk, close quote. The usurper told more than 8,000 UN delegates today. The world's ability to confront the challenge of climate change, quote unquote, is in doubt right now, he said in a speech that followed Wen Jiabo's. Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. Action. Action. Well, there's going to be a lot more about it. I'm sure everybody will talk about it. But certainly jumping up and screaming is Dan Lashoff, the director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Climate Center in Washington. The Natural Resources Defense Council, you know. As Hal Anthony says on his broadcast over on Revolution Broadcasting, Behind the Woodshed, yeah, rocks have more rights than people. The Natural Resources Defense Council. Let's imagine that we have any poor, dumb, white American defense council. I haven't heard of that one lately, but I guess nobody really cares. Let's go over here, do this, do that. Okay, pick that up. Then there's another one, Fred Krupp. I don't know if he's any relation to the Krupps, but he's a Krupp. Fred Krupp, the head of the New York-based Environmental Defense Fund. So we got the Natural Resources Defense Council, and now we've got the Environmental Defense Council, or the Defense Fund. He said verification is essential to ensure that leaders don't sign off on a squishy deal. And we don't want to see any squishy deals, that's for sure. But I'm going to reserve more discussion on this until after we see a document that has a wet ink signature by some of these many notables. And, I mean, we can just go on and on endlessly and talk and rail, but until we actually see what they've signed us up for, there's no reason for me to read the full meal deal and get into it. We'll discuss the real issues rather than the smoke screens put out by the media. And before we go into it, of course, you know, we've been talking about Zionism this past week, and I've been enjoying this. It's been giving me an opportunity to get back into the swing of things a little bit as we suffer through the computer technicals. Got that all squared away. I think we're up running just right now. Hopefully it'll log on again in the future and everything will be just fine. But we've been talking about Zionism, what it is and what it isn't. And we found that it's basically a socialist tactic and that has nothing really to do with religion insofar as that it's mostly a bunch of atheistic folk that are embracing it. But it's a shame, and it's a real shame that so many Christians have bought into it. But, you know, you just look at this established party systems, the multi-party systems of Europe, especially in Germany, where Zionism had its start. You know, you have the Christian Social Democratic Party and the Democratic Social Christian Parties and this multiple party system. But when you say Christian Social Democrats, what you're talking about is that this is a Christian, supposedly, maybe even Catholic, socialist party. You just call it a spade, if we can say that anymore in the post-Obama period. But I want to just point out a couple of more little bits here before we go back into our study. And I'm going to go back to The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernest Hawkins today. Yesterday's broadcast was pretty well knocked up. But we're going to carry on with a little bit more from that. I'm glad that I decided to do this series because it really prompted me to get this book back down off the shelf and look at it. It's been years since I've read it. And I'm glad that I did, because every time I read this writing and many other books, second, third, and fourth reading, sometimes as time passes in between, you can see things that you didn't see the first time around. But before we go into that, we'll take this break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you just a little bit from Barry Kamish, Shabtai Zvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Mm-hmm. pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
If you've turned, and I know that many of our listeners this morning are familiar with who Barry Kamish is. He wrote this book, Sabotage V, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. He's got a lot of information in this book, useful information. He's quoted a lot of quotations, lots of sources, source material and documents, providing websites for further study as well. So regardless whether you share Barry Kamish's views on Israel or whether you abhor them, nevertheless, there's a lot of material in this book that he's put together. His writing style is rather unusual, very informal, but that's the way he speaks on air, too. He really speaks pretty much from his heart. And so, like I said, whether you can agree with his point of reference or not, he does provide a lot of material, and if you listen carefully to everyone, read anything and come to your own conclusions, I think that is the best line of research. And of course, as I've spoken many times in the past, we start with the dictionaries. We come across an idea or a thought. We don't understand it. It's not familiar to us. And so we move from the dictionaries, as we have, into the encyclopedias. And then from the encyclopedias, we allow them to move us out and take us into the authors. And then from the authors, we go into the news. And from the news, we go into law. And only when we go through that whole process do we really start to have a working knowledge of these various topics and ideas, and especially as it applies to isms, which are so important for us to recognize. This out of Barry Kamish's book, on page 120, he starts off and he lays out a little bit of something that's rather interesting here. November the 27th, 2003, accusations, Mar London talks, Israeli Prime PA Forum in Madrid. And this came off the JerusalemPost.com staff writer writing, Madrid, international forum seeking a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem. Meanwhile, as Israeli Knesset members and Palestinian administration officials are meeting in Madrid as guests of an international forum seeking a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, Israel Radio reported on Friday. Among the guests are also ex-U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Martin Indek, ex-U.S. Special Envoy, Miguel Moratinas, ex-Jordanian Foreign Minister, Abdullah Hatib, and Spanish government officials. Israeli delegates include M.K., I don't know who that is, excuse me. Wow, getting my throat straightened out for the morning. All right, among the guests are also blah, 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 blah. Israeli delegates include MK, I don't know who this is, MK, I don't know what that means. MK, doesn't come to mind. Gideon Sar, the Likud MK's Dalia Itzik, and Danny Yatom, the Labor Party, and MK, member of the Knesset, perhaps. Amil Dibi Balad, Mohammed Dalan, and Nabil Sha'at are representing the Palestinian side. Now, how do you like that? He writes, look who's meeting in Madrid just a month after Juan Carlos sojourn in Damascus. Why is it creme de la creme of the Israeli government and parliamentary opposition, the head tyrants of the PA, the one and only Martin Indyk of Oslo fame, all meeting Spanish officials? Now, what makes Madrid such a magnet for these North New World Order big shots? Barry writes, whatever came of these meetings, the world public is not privileged to know, but immediately after, President Bush made us all privy to the consensus, whatever the Barcelona process was, it was central to his State of the Union address, and here it is. Here it is. This is George Herbert Walker Bush, where he writes this, State of the Union address, January the 29th of 1991, George Bush Sr. Here's the quote, you've heard it before. What is at stake is more than one small country, obviously Israel. It's a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom and the rule of law, such as a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future. We have within our reach the promise of a renewed America. We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than our own, a shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light, and it is expressed by all who know the irresistible force of a child hand or a friend who stands by you and stays there, a volunteer's generous gesture, an idea that is simply right. Well, I guess if he was Pinocchio, Geppetto would have to follow him around with a wheelbarrow lopping cordwood off of his growing proboscis-like nose. But nevertheless, 1,000 points of light speech. Let's find out just a little bit more about it. So Spain has chosen itself, or has been chosen, to unite the warring factions of this simmering World War III. It plays the role of the Jesuit mediator between all the factions. Islam versus the EU, Vatican, Bilderberg, CFR, or to simplify matters, simply Europe and America. However it may try to fool Islam, its sympathies lie with what is known as the West, and Islam is getting madder and madder. All the bones thrown at it are not calming the wolf. And the Islamic wolf is clearly catching on to the deeper game. Now we reach one of the most significant acts which preceded the Madrid bombing that somehow was left unconnected to the upcoming carnage. Berry continues and writes, 2 days before the Madrid mass murder, a Masonic lodge was bombed to rubble in Istanbul. This was not a coincidence, it was a message, and one that one can be certain the real power brokers got it. One of the points of the so-called illumination that President Bush referred to was the Sabbatian movement. Sabbatians. Founded by followers of the false Jewish messiah, Sabbatai Zvi, in the 1660s by the Donne cult of Turkey. This anti-Jewish cult determined to upend humanity's morality and found a home in the lodges of Turkish Freemasonry. From Turkey, the movement spread through Europe in the 18th century through Jakob Frank and his followers, the Frankists. However, others have reached the conclusion that this is one of the main addresses of the New World Order Bush referred to as coming out of the Barcelona process. The Turkish bombing preceding Madrid was no coincidence, and Turkey was set to play its role in the creation of the new planetary order. For those of you who might know, Fritz Springmeier, who is currently in federal prison at the time that this book was written, has written several books on the Illuminati bloodlines. In Illuminati Formula for Undetectable Total Mind Control, we read, quote, "There is a connection between Marxism and a group of Satanists called Frankists. One of the strongest satanic cults to take control over the Jewish population was called Sabbatianism. Jakob Frank assumed the role of the leader of this group, and afterwards, this brand of Satanism was called Frankism. Freud's sexually obsessed theories came from Frankism. Jakob Frank taught his followers to convert to another religion and hide behind that religion to practice their Satanism. One of several books on the subject of Frankism is The Contemporary Faces of Satan by Ratibor Ray M. Zurzhevek. And there are other books as well. Rabbi Antonin is another that is written on it. But if you've never come across in your studies Frankism or Jakob Frank, it's well worth your time to look into it. But this is a cult that came up. Good Rabbi Yaakov Spivak, his university, Torah University of the Air, on WBCQ some years back, stated in my query as to regards to Sabbatai Zvi, the basic formula was that from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. As they say, it takes broken eggs to make an omelet. So these Sabbatians got involved, and they got involved in Austria in the house of Maria Theresa of the Habsburg dynasty. And of course, it was out of Austria and Germany that Zionism broke.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, many are well aware of a man named John P. Holdren in Barry the Usurper's administration, another one of the many czars as we move further into the Zionist power in America and our studies continue. There's a book that I was given several years ago, quite a few years ago now, actually. It's the title of the book is The End of Affluence, A Blueprint for Your Future. It was written by Paul R. Ehrlich, the best-selling author of The Population Bomb, and by, I believe, his wife, Ann Ehrlich. And, of course, the Ehrlichs got together and worked with Ehrlich. Ehrlichs got together with J.P. Holdren, John Holdren, in the impact of population growth and other things, human ecology. These people are basically, I would say, they're definitely interested in population control. Perhaps that would be the way I should leave it at that. But let me just give you a little bit out of The End of Affluence, this pocketbook, paperback book, Valentine nonfiction. This was published back in, let me see, given to me by my brother-in-law and my sister, in a box of books discarded from their library. This was back in 1974, so it was a couple of weeks ago. And they dedicated to David Brower, whose single-minded pursuit of environmental quality sets an example for us all. So we've got the Copenhagen, or Clopenhagen, or whatever they want to call it. Clokenhagen, that would be a good way of looking at it. The Clokenhagen, masking their real intent behind a false deal, a false new deal. But we're always involved with this environment, economy, and equity. And we've just kind of tarried here off into this idea of Zionism as a response first to the interview that Jimmy X had last Sunday with Tex Mar, and a call, I believe it was, to Lee Rogers' broadcast by one of our listeners that who was concerned that we don't name names and talk about the various Zionists in power. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that today, but this whole week's series really is dedicated to that effort, to just let everyone know that there's no bias here. There are just other issues that sometimes take greater precedence. But out of his book, The End of Affluence, Chapter 1, there is a brighter side. When the population bomb was written 6 years ago, few people were deeply concerned about the population, resource, environment crisis the world was entering. Now, as we go further into the writings of William Ernest Hocking and the Spirit of World Politics, we're going to see that this concept, this discussion between population, resources, and environment has been really at the center of the political stage for 100 years or better. But continuing from Ehrlich's writing, today we might take heart because people are worried. Getting people concerned about a problem is half the battle, and concerned people have taken action. Notice Bush was talking about action. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was talking about action when he made his famous speech, all we have to fear is fear itself. It's a time of action. We hear about action at Copenhagen. Continuing, since the population bomb was published, millions of Americans have made responsible personal decisions to limit the size of their families to, at most, 2 children. Now we understand something about the drive, the propaganda on this population scheme to induce young people to abstain and to wrap it before they sack it, if you will, and to commit the heinous act of abortion. Again, since the population bomb was published, millions of Americans have made responsible personal decisions to limit the size of their families, and many did. And it is a personal decision. You could abstain. You can go for a vasectomy. They're not always irreversible. There are things you can do. You could abstain. You could just simply not let your passions get away with your, you know, turn your spouse into a sex cushion. You know, there's a reason for the season. There's procreation and all of that. And then there's recreation. But continuing here from this article or from this book, they did this at least partly because they were apprehensive about the impact of overpopulation on the future quality of their lives and their children's lives. And so you can see that this needed to be created. The propaganda movement had to come into play to make this happen, and boy, was there ever propaganda at that time period. The individual actions of millions of Americans brought the fertility rate down to the replacement level, the point at which each generation just replaces itself. And as you can see, is not just replacing itself. The death ratio is greater than the birth ratio, and populations in Western Europe and in America are just dying out. There was something more going on here than met the eye at the time. The young people bought in hook, line, and sinker to something they didn't understand. If fertility remains at that level, of course, everybody understands the pharmaceutical cocktails and nutritional cocktails that have been served up all over America these past 50 years that have reduced our fertility level down, male fertility level down to below that of a hamster. But if fertility rates remain at that level, natural population growth will stop well before there are 300 million Americans. And, of course, it took a lot of illegal aliens to pump up our numbers to the 300 million mark. If the fertility rate were to go even lower, we could halt growth before there are 250 million Americans. And there's truth to that. The population bomb was directed primarily at people under 30 whose direct action could influence population growth. This time the battle involves everyone, not just a particular age group. There is no adult who cannot actively affect what happens in his or her personal life if he or she chooses to do so. But now the choices are far more complex than simply deciding not to have a large family. Population growth is just one of the 3 key factors that multiplied together threaten the quality of life for all of us by threatening the integrity of the environmental systems that sustain us, you see, 20-some years before the Rio Declaration for Sustainable Development. Ehrlich, Holdren, and others were already sowing the seeds of the sustainable development movement. Continuing, the other factors again, increasing affluence and the use of faulty technologies to support that affluence cannot so easily be affected by individual action. This is the end of affluence, my friends, the title of the book. And this is what's going to be coming out of Copenhagen, the end of affluence, the bringing down of Western man. The entire society is locked into a way of life that will take decades to change. Now, here it has been 4 decades, just as it took decades to develop. For instance, since World War II, people have been persuaded that driving cars everywhere is better than using mass transit, that air conditioning is the way to make things more comfortable in the summer, that disposable everything is better than durable anything, and that embalmed foods are more convenient and just as nutritious as fresh foods. Do you hear in this the sustainable development mercenaries change agent dialogue or dialectic? Getting everybody out of their cars, onto high-speed rails, light rail system, and buses, and rickshaws, and bicycles, and motor scooters. That air conditioning is the way to make things more comfortable. The smart grid technology, the chips in everything, can shut off your air conditioner on a hot day and close off your heating system in the wintertime if you happen to be using more than your allotted amount of carbon. This whole idea that embalmed foods are more convenient and just as nutritious as fresh foods, and we have Codex Alimentarius breathing down our throats. That kind of affluence a decade or two ago seemed desirable, wasteful, as it was. It has only been recognized as undesirable by a few people who have added up its real costs in reduced health, environmental degradation, and resource depletion, and then realized that there are viable and often more pleasant alternatives. And it continues, and it continues, and it continues. It's a whole book. But I read that book sometimes back, and I found it rather revealing. Because when you start putting all of the parts and the pieces together, then you can understand, gain a greater understanding of just what it is that we're being asked to do. They have all kinds of tables in here, protein equivalents, combinations to steak, things that to help you to reduce your food consumption, your meat consumption. Going into the vegetarian lifestyles, talks about carbohydrates and all of that. But in here, they also start to sow the seeds of this idea of having storage foods and making you afraid that we're going to run out of everything. There's just tons and tons of material in here on that. And many people at that time started to sow away their food. They started buying gold and silver, setting aside firearms because they were concerned that as we continue to run out of materials and as we continue to be unable to feed ourselves, that we would wind up in a situation where we would actually having to be all men at war against all men, fighting off one another. Lengthy discussions in this book about alternative power and all of this other stuff. All of this other claptrap and nonsense. But anyway, that's just a little background on where we've been. We'll be right back after we go to these words from our sponsors.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada.
and dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordite Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And so we've returned once again and going back in, starting at the very beginning and just running another chain of words and associations, if you will. There was the beat era, you know, where we got the beatniks, the guys with the goatees and the bongos. And we went from the beat era and the beatniks into basically the anti-war protesting. And then into that came the hippies. Out of that came the hippies, of course. And the hippies were really into a lot of this communitarian stuff. They were in the communes. They had a lot of communes salted away up in the woods all around America, here in the Ozarks and in Washington State and in other places. And there's a lot to understand about that time period. Certainly this book was published at that time period, the end of affluence, the population bomb. The Ehrlichs were very influential, getting people to wrap it before they sack it, so to speak. Introducing the idea that abortion was cool, women's liberation was all the rage, you know. Women went braless at the time period, wear jeans in public, you know, really. Tank top, t-shirts without a bra, all that exciting stuff. But that whole idea was really the beginning of the dumbing down and the surfing down and making surfs out of the people on the land. Many of those people that wore jeans and hats, you know, and ball caps and all that, and got their hands in the soil, were reliving in America, on the streets of America. Many Jews themselves, Zionists also, living in the streets of America, the very experience that was going on in Israel. The kibbutzim, communitarianism, that whole idea, communalism, as our caller Lark from Dallas has brought to our attention over and over again, and I thank him for it. But I hadn't bookmarked this before the broadcast, but I found it now. It's in the appendices of this book, The Population Bomb again. Adele Davis, Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit. Many of you may have heard of that book. One example here, another one, the Self-Reliance Institute, a new organization headquartered in Palo Alto, California. The institute plans to teach many skills that would be helpful for gaining independence from the quote-unquote the system. You know, rebelling against Big Brother. According to Paul Growald of the Institute, their program includes systematic, proven methods for food production, preservation and storage, home heating and maintenance, medical self-reliance, and economic survival. The Institute's first courses teach techniques for growing as many vegetables and small animals, particularly rabbits, as possible, with the limits of time, space, and light available to most city and suburban people. The teachers are Dr. William Olkowski of the University of California's Agricultural Experimental Station and his wife, Elga. The Institute's goal is to return self-reliance to North America. Remember the Neighborhood Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance that we interviewed Mr. Chadwick on? It comes back again. It's a recurring theme in America. It's always driving you back to the idea of the community, communalism. We encourage you to start your own schools for self-reliance or to organize your friends and learn practical survival skills on your own. If you're interested, you can write to the Self-Reliance Institute, P.O. Box, blah, 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 1970s. And there's much more here. See Agnier, Survival with Style, for several helpful suggestions for first aid kits. His discussion is based on short wilderness trips, but many of the recommendations are also applicable to home emergencies when medical care is not readily available. One firm supplying less lethal weapons is MB Associates, blah, 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 arming yourself. Appendices, fire from a nuclear burner, all sorts of manner and things. Excuse me, folks, I've got someone. I'm on the air. You'll have to come back later. Okay. Hopefully they heard that. Anyway, Storageable Foods, Storage Foods, Permapack, Desert Supply Company, Pioneer Foods, Lanello Reserves, San Andy, Hydrated, Dehydrated Foods, Bernard Foods. Folks, this is 1970. All right? We've been down this road before. We go down this road oft times, but it always just kind of drives you back into the woods, and then it gets put aside. So the hippies then went on, and a lot of them became yuppies. Some of them became yippies. There were the muckrakers and that bunch. And then those hippies and the yippies and the hippy-dippy weathermen and the yippies and yuppies, they all went into the system. They became part of the system. They finally got their degrees, and they got their advanced degrees, and they went into politics. And they studied under Leo Strauss and became the neoconservatives, the neocons. And so when the caller the other evening called in and wanted to know about names, why don't we name names? Well, the names are out there. They're certainly not hidden from view. For those of you who are not familiar with the work of Michael Collins Piper, he writes for the American Free Press, a newspaper that I received for years. But he's published a couple of books. If you want names, here's names. You get all the names you want right here. The High Priest of War, one of Michael Collins' books. It's loaded with names, places, photographs, and etc. Another one that he wrote was The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America. Chuck-a-luck full of names and names and names. If you want more names than that, you can go and access the writings that have been put out by the John Birch Society. I've got one of them. It's called The Insiders. Names and names and names. These people are not unknown. They come back, like I said, bad pennies. They just keep resurfacing and resurfacing and resurfacing, and we can trace them all the way back into the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, some even earlier than that, some of the real antiquarians. And so, I'm going to share with you the Balfour Declaration, and then in the second hour, we'll continue our study of Zionism in depth out of The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernst Hawkins. Here's the Balfour Declaration. This is the fundamental building block. This is the keystone of the existence of Israel. The Balfour Declaration, Foreign Office, November the 2nd, 1917. This is very brief. Dear Lord Rothschild, I have much pleasure in conveying to you on behalf of His Majesty's government the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionism aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the Cabinet. His Majesty's government's view with favor to the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. I should be grateful if you would bring this declaration to the knowledge of the Zionist Federation. Yours sincerely, Arthur James Balfour. Had that declaration ever been made, who knows how history would have unfolded these past 100 years. But it has, and it was made. And it has been as misunderstood as it has been misquoted. There has been more made out of it than you can ever imagine. But a lot of the material that is contained in this particular book by William Ernest Hocking, The Spirit of World Politics, is contemporary with this declaration. Recall that he went and made his voyage, his pilgrimage, if you will, going as a Zionist, not coming home as one, but going as a Zionist, as a professor of philosophy and Near East studies at Harvard. He came back with a different point of view and wrote a very, very, very interesting book. And for those of you that went up on the internet yesterday and browsed around as Mike Chambers did, Mike found a source for one. I'll just say that I waited until 11 o'clock last night, Mike, and then I bought that book. Maybe I'll send it to Mike as a gift. But anyway, these books are scarce. And I was very pleased to find that not only did that antiquarian in Maine have the copy that I was looking for, but they also had Hocking's writings on philosophy. And so I've ordered both of those for myself for my library, and I'll be sharing them with you in the future. But having two in hand will at least maybe give me the opportunity to do a little bit more of the way I like to do it, underlining and highlighting and margin writing and cross-referencing, so these books become alive and can be suitable, more suitable for use on the air. So we talk a little bit about political Zionism. It all starts right there. Well, it doesn't really start right there, but this is where Israel starts, this Balfour Declaration. The Syrian mandates, the Palestinian mandates, again, in October of 1930, the British government took the awaited and necessary step. It issued a statement of policy in Palestine. And again, this is just a very brief review. The white paper of Lord Passville, which is Sidney Webb. So the web of mystery just continues to entangle, and we've got socialists under every pillow. We'll pick it all up right there, start the second hour right after this, top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday morning, December the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com in the first hour. Some general references, some other material on in our study here about Zionism, what it is and what it isn't. I think we need to understand what it isn't as much as we need to know what it is. Certainly, a lot of people have been hoodwinked, you know. It goes back to the idea, well, it goes back to a lot of ideas, misconstructions out of the Bible. And they use the globalists use the Bible, and especially this brand, they use the Bible like a sword. They understand it better than most. They can read it in all of the tongues it was originally written in. They've studied it for thousands of years, and they use it to divide the people against themselves and to control the people. And it's a sad and sorry testimony to have to make on air. But back to this book, The Spirit of World Politics, again published in 1932 by the Macmillan Publishing Company, written by William Ernest Hocking, a very intelligent man, an on-the-ground observer, if you will, who spent time there and then came back and wrote this 500-page document, text, book. He says, but my plea is not for generosity, it's for realism. If we in America, Jews and Gentiles, could see things as they are in Palestine, we should recognize as axiomatic three things. One, that nothing like the full plan of Zionism can be realized without political pressure backed by military force. Two, that such pressure and force imply an injustice which is inconsistent with the ethical sense of Zionism, undermining its sincerity and its claim. Three, that every increase of pressure now meets with increasing determined Arab resistance within and beyond Palestine. Hence, the question which political Zionism must answer is whether it proposes today, as in ancient times, to assert its place to Palestine by aid of the sword. And if you don't know the story about the Habiru, the people from the other side crossing the Jordan, you'll find it written in your Bibles. All right, let's go over here. The policy of the mandatory, now these are mandates, remember, that the Palestine was a mandate. It was like a dependency. It's like Guam or, what is it, the Mariana Islands or the Marshall Islands. We have dependencies. We have states. We used to have territories. I grew up in the state of Alaska, which was a territory when I lived there up until 59 at statehood. So we used to have territories. We had protectorates. Hawaii at the time was still a territory, the territory, I suppose, of Hawaii. And we have, England has these various and sundry mandates and dependencies all around the globe. And Palestine was one of them. So you can understand that. I should start here, perhaps. The idea of crystallization, gave you a little bit of this yesterday. The idea of crystallization, and the word also, was provided by the Mandates Commission, capital M, capital C, Mandates Commission, in indicating that the mandate placed no obligation on Great Britain to realize the national home within a fixed time limit. It said, quote, the policy of the mandatory would not be fairly open to criticism unless it aimed at crystallizing the Jewish national home at its present stage of development, close quote, and then there's more. So this was a real stumbling stone. This is a real bone of contention, because the Zionists were very concerned that their hand had been tipped, and they wanted to have the maximum population on board as soon as possible to gain a democratic majority in the region to bring in their own form of government. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and it is so important to understand that there are Jews, and then there are those who say they are Jews, but who are not. And always we hear Jews, 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 but we cloud issues here, because there is a faith, there is a religious system in all of this, Babylonish, Talmudic that it might be. But then there's also this political arm, this political thing that's largely atheistic in origin. The Eastern, quote-unquote, Jewry, the Zionist. Theodore Herzl was almost vocally and defiantly atheistic. Theodore Herzl, of course, is the head shed that we look to. Came out of the Richard Dreyfuss affair. Discrimination, you know, anti Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and all of the rest. AIPAC, American Israel Political Action Committee, Israel. But these words were written by a Dr. J.L. Magnus, who resigned from the American Zionist Executive Committee And he starts this way, I want equal rights for the Jews. He didn't say, I want equal rights for the Zionists. He didn't say, I want equal rights for the labor Zionists. He didn't say, I want equal rights for these socialist pukes. No. He hides behind Jewry. I want equal rights for the Jews, no more and no less, in all parts of the world, including Palestine. I do not want it said, as it has been said, that the Jews of Russia, for example, should be denied equal rights in that country, in view of the more than equal rights they are supposed to receive in Palestine at the end of the war, at the expense of the Ottoman state. Again, that's World War I. The war cannot give Palestine to the Jews. The Turkish government cannot give Palestine to the Jews. All that the war can give to the Jews, all that the Turkish government can give to the Jews, is free ingress into Palestine and equal rights as I have described them. And he resigned. His resignation was accepted on the ground that the views thus stated were no longer in agreement with the Basel program. There you have to go back to Herzl. During 1917, the cause of the Allies was in grave danger. Pay attention now. It was the time, quote unquote, it was the time, said Mr. Churchill, quote, when many hitherto unswerving despaired of victory. It was the moment when most resolute elements of the British government sought to enlist every influence that could hold Allied and associated nations to their task. Looking for enlisting every influence. In February of that year, note the date, Sir Mark Sykes, he of the Sykes-Picot Agreement, began discussions with Zionist leaders. It will be remembered that the United States did not enter the war until April, and that Russia, though not yet down, was staggering towards revolution. It was widely felt that the turn of the tide depended on keeping Russia in the war and on bringing the United States into it. It is also to be recalled that of the 14 million Jews in the world then, 7 million were in Russia and 3 million in the United States. That's funny. This must be new math. 7 million in Russia, 3 million in the United States, 7 and 3 is 10. That only leaves 4 million in the rest of the world. Where on earth did the 6 million come from? Note Mr. Churchill's further words, quote, the Zionist movement throughout the world was actively pro-Ally, and in a special sense, pro-British. Of course. Just as in the United States of America today, the claim was is that the Zionists had control over Great Britain, and that was part of the Turkish and Arab friction. But nowhere was this movement more noticeable than in the United States. And upon the active share of the United States in the bloody struggle which was impending rested a large proportion of our hopes. And I'm reading a quote here. The able leaders of the Zionist movement and their widespread branches exercised an appreciable influence upon American opinion. Then, and today, I add, quote, the Balfour Declaration, therefore, must not be regarded as a promise given from sentimental motives. It was a practical measure taken in the interests of a common cause at a moment when the cause could afford to neglect no factor of material or moral assistance. To what? To advance world Jewry? To advance the Zionists' claim to Palestine? Or to advance support for world wars? Again, the high priests of war. This remarkable statement, again, Churchill, this remarkable statement implies that the motive for the Balfour Declaration was not mere desire to do an act of belated justice, that Zionist Jewry had something of great weight to give, something which merely as citizens of Allied countries they might not give, and that the Declaration was designed to secure this something. What was this, quid pro quo? Mr. Churchill's statement is enough to show that there was one but it does not stand alone. Mr. Lloyd George, likewise, in attacking the Passfield paper, that would be, again, Sidney Webb, said, Mr. Lloyd George, quote, at a most critical moment in the war, we were anxious to secure the goodwill of the Jewish community throughout the world on the side of the Allies. The Balfour Declaration about Palestine was a gesture, not merely on our part, but on the part of the Allies, to secure that valuable support. And so, I think we can understand what's really going down over there. And go back to a little bit further here in the book on page 390, The Spirit of World Politics, William Ernest Hocking, in the chapter titled Political Zionism. And he closes out this way. He says, let me resume by recurring to my thesis. The only Zionism that can show a claim of right in Palestine is a truly ethical Zionism. And to this Zionism, the Balfour Declaration is a doubtful aid. Any wonder why this book was pulled from the college library shelves? Why it's so difficult to put your hands on today? This a Harvard professor of philosophy. Quote, there is no use at this stage, close quote, said Mr. Churchill, in examining whether the obligations which Great Britain has contracted by the Balfour Declaration and the Palestine Mandate were wise or unwise. The sole question is whether they are being fulfilled, close quote. But if we are not to examine the wisdom of these obligations now, when shall we examine it? Hawking writes, it is perhaps the actual question in the case, not whether the Great Britain was wise, but whether she was within her right, either legally or morally, in contracting the obligation, or the Zionist movement in accepting it. In no case is it more essential than in this to break through the terminus of mental vistas created by a legal document and find the basis of that agreement. Find out a little bit more about that on the other side of this. Stay with us.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting.
And if we can recall the time period correctly and understand that we're in a very short shadow here of the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system, and that we are, he's writing at a time just 1 year prior to the confiscation of the wealth of the American people, taking us away, taking away our gold, and incredible changes happening all over the world. Our author here, William Ernest Hawking, is looking at the League of Nations as something valuable, from a standpoint of reason, not from the standpoint of global governance as well, but we don't have time to read all of that. Continuing here, on the legal and ethical right of Great Britain, I have given my judgment that the pressure of war led her and her allies into a deed of gift of property not their own. Remember Davy Crockett? It's not yours to give. Upbraided by his constituent while he was stumping for re-election, incensed that Congress should have the audacity to grant monies to people in the near vicinity of the District of Corruption, who suffered a fire at their homes, burnt out their properties, they were given money, or granting gifts to specific war veterans, widows. The constituent reminded his Congress critter that it was not his money to give, but you see how much things have changed. We are at a turning point here in this discussion. You and I are among the millions having an interest in Palestine. You hear what he said? You and I are among the millions having an interest in Palestine. Who empowered these combatants to dispose of our interests there? Are these interests pure intangibles? Not quite. Imagine that in the fortunes of the campaign, strong military motives had arisen for bombarding Jerusalem or for blowing the old city to bits as an age-old, an ages-long source of trouble in the world. Would not the warriors or the conquerors have hesitated on account of some rightful indignation, which they would realize as due them from people like ourselves? Our right is made of the same stuff as that right of religious sentiment appealed to by Mr. Balfour in his pleas for the national home. We have joint rights there with the Jews, with Arabs and Christians of all stripes, and I repeat, that the quote-unquote right of conquest is incompetent at this age of the world to gather these rights into any one military fist. What manner of hell would descend upon the people of the United States if Barry the Usurper declared war on Mexico and Canada, seized their property through conquest, and declared them two new states of America? Continuing, Hawking writes this, nor had the political Zionists a better right to accept this illegitimate gift with the tinge of war bargain quality which cannot be washed out of it. Was something of the Jewish influence of the world purchasable in 1917? Did the cause of the Allies become better and that of the Central Powers worse to many Jews because Palestine was thrown into the scales? had this part of Jewry so little stake in the war that it could hold in reserve until then what others were giving without compensation? And if so, was it then ready to abandon this state of poised indifference and fight against its principles of neutrality for the sake of the promised land? There is no escape from the moral dilemma established by the element of war bargain, however subtle. And one presses the question, by what authority could any group of Zionist leaders tie up the fortunes of Zionism with such a bargain? If there has been any betrayal of Zionism, it is here. The betrayal of true Zionism by its political left hand. In one of the early years of the war, Rabbi Mosenhorn of Jaffa addressed in Yiddish a large group of Zionists in the Faneuil Hall in Boston. He lifted his audience to enthusiasm by an eloquent picture of the future mission of the Jews as interpreters between East and West. For the Jews know the heart of Western civilization, and they know the Orient, whose blood flows in their veins. Orientalists, Oriental despotisms, covered that. Just such interpretation is a function of growing importance in the years of increasing tension between the two great streams of civilized life. Placed in Palestine in contact with both traditions, the Jew of Rabbi Mosenson's picture might conceivably be the savior of the world from the horrors of a suicidal conflict of cultures. No one of his hearers but was moved by the nobility and the sweep of his conception of the Jewish national mission in the coming generations. Let that conception prevail. But an interpreter must be freely chosen, not self-imposed, and must be trusted by both groups whose mind he would bring together. Certainly, that's not on the bargaining table these days. Now, there's a lot more to this book than what I've shared, but he does conclude the book with a couple of very interesting chapters. They have much to do with political ethics, the ethical queerness of states, and his way to political ethics. And it also has a section here on persons and property. But here's something that he puts out in his Ethics of Inequality. The propositions then I deny that Western civilization must control the world or perish. He's denying these ideas that were prevalent at his time, that Western civilization must control the world or perish. If we don't get a deal in Copenhagen, if they get a Copenhagen or have to reside behind a Copenhagen, then the whole world is going to collapse, right? That Western civilization must control the world. On two, that capital requires a market expanded by pressure regardless of the quality of the means used. The market, the market for green energy and all things green, the international building codes and all things green, that capital, reduce the word sustainable development down to its true root, demand. That capital requires a market expanded by pressure regardless of the quality of the means used. Doesn't matter how big the stick is or how often it's applied. He denies this idea that capital requires a market expanded by pressure. That the rate of expansion cannot be controlled. That an honest and disinterested service to other states is impossible. That the amount we charge for our services to peoples backward in any respect must always be the maximum obtainable. Enter the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. Impoverishment of all peoples of the planet. Raping, burning, pillaging, stealing, cajoling away from them their natural resources. Resources that they may use in the future to bring themselves into a new state of existence. We're going to get into this in property in a moment. That this charge must include political control. Look what we've done in Iraq and Afghanistan, places in South America and other places around the world. And what I assert is that in all these matters, the ethical question is pertinent and ethical action within our power. What then are the principles that can be applied? And he continues, and it makes for an interesting read, but when we come back, we're going to go into his ideas on property.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, this is just one of many books in my library, many of them just as old as this one, but in this time period, they give us a glimpse. They give us a glimpse behind the Iron Curtain, the mind-forged manacles that have been clamped down upon the people of the United States and peoples all around the world. As we go back into this new mental dark ages, mind-forged manacles forged by those that would, those Freemasonics that are always seeking more and more light for themselves and more darkness for you and for I. But certain things are indestructible. When we talk about the natural law, the laws of nature and nature is God. One of those is property, the chiefest, most of all is property. And certainly here in southwest Missouri and all across south Missouri, southern Missouri, the Ozark Property Rights Congress have been working diligently for years to help people to understand what is property and why is it so important. But our author here in chapter 31, the concluding chapter in this lengthy book of 500 plus pages, writes this. Chapter 31, Persons and Property. For nigh 100 years, that'd be all the way back to 1817, the relations of people have been governed chiefly by the interest in property. Wasn't that the most unique feature of our republic? All of our several states. This idea based on freedom and property. Many who decline to follow Karl Marx into socialism are following him, knowingly or not, in the belief that the economic drive is the dominant history-making force. The belief that the economic drive is the dominant history-making force. Remember, in our discussion of the history of economics, Karl Mordecai Marx, the economic interpretation of history. Everything you hear today is economics, 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 and the Fed, and the Fed, and the Fed, money, 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 gold, 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 Federal Reserve, Foreign Reserve, stocks and bonds, and equities and derivatives, and this bubble and that bubble, and booms and busts. I'll say it again. Many who decline to follow Karl Marx into socialism are following him, knowingly or not, in the belief that the economic drive is the dominant history-making force, the bottom law of the world. This volume has been a running attack on that illusion. So long as economy works through human heads, and so long as these heads have their beliefs, prides, resentments, loves, hates, just so long will our problems of economy depend for their solution on problems of social ethics. We are now at the point of history when this, which has always been true, is becoming evident through the universal breakdown of a self-sufficient economic leadership. And we are ready to take as the major practical principle that the interests of persons are to be set above the interests of national property and domain. National. We don't have a national government. All of the states are guaranteed a Republican form of government, and they have a federal union, 10 miles square, to deal with things foreign. But again, we've come to this point in history when the interests of persons are to be set above the interests of national property and domain. So there was a movement on two sides of this coin. The one took precedence, the other was diminished. And unfortunately, at this time period, property lost. At the outset, we opened the hypothesis that property and things ought by right go to the best user, a principle welcome to the imperial treatment or temperament when abroad. Property in things by right to go to the best user. Remember the Kelo versus New London case, Judge Souter. The idea of the highest and best use. Who's to make that determination? Who is to determine what is the highest and best use of your property, or your lunch, or your breakfast, or your children? You or someone else? Continuing from the text here, we've been following the fortunes of this hypothesis in various fields. We now have to make up our account with it. We find at least one radical difficulty in this principle. The, quote, power to use, close quote, is ambiguous, for there are many uses of any given thing, and the most significant use may be no surface matter discernible on inspection. A's prompt assurance that he can use B's goods better than B must fade if he considers the variety and the versatility of, quote, unquote, use. Best practices, highest and best use. Europe can make use of some of the wealth derived from Africa, It transforms this wealth, let us say, into energy for European artists, scientists, manufacturers. Some of it goes to make a number of portly people a little more portly, a phenomenon in which the world has, we presume, but a minor interest. In other words, makes the fat cats fatter. Some of it enters into a million articles of ivory, stone, and gold used pleasantly here and there, lifting by small increments a large number of standards of living. Meantime, the African's standard of living is being altered also, and not by small increments, but by great. He had a power to use some of the things we have taken, and still more, the setting in which these things were found. His uses may have escaped our notice. He was using his landscape, his forest and rivers, running his habits through them, feeding his imagination on them, mixing his rude piety with them. To our practical sense, this hardly counts as using the place. Its raw materials for our bijou all untouched, the whole countryside lying idle, doing nothing at all, nothing except to produce a certain type of man. The countryside lying idle, doing nothing more than producing a certain type of man. I'm not raising the question whether this type of man could be improved. I'm calling attention to a certain kind of using the land. If we incline to disregard this use as relatively unimportant, let us recall that Europe sets aside great parks, likewise unplowed and unmined, for a precisely similar purpose. The only defense of large landed property is the type of man it helps to produce. The defense is satisfactory if the type is satisfactory, not otherwise, but the point is clear. Among all the uses of land or other goods, the man-making use is the chief. You see the logic here of this philosopher? And between this ultimate semi-invisible use and those particular tangible uses which first catch our eye and try to pose as the uses, there are 100 shades of use competing and intermingling as navigator, astronomer, poet make their various uses of the same stars. And no one owns the stars or the light or the air until Copenhagen. The things most widely used. We begin to doubt whether the principle of power to use can be the basis of a workable theory of property right. We shall make no progress until we recognize that the various uses of a piece of matter may interpenetrate. The legal interest of property is that it is exclusive. What is mine is not yours. In my property right, there is embedded the jus probandi, which may be invoked to keep you out. What would be my hospitality be worth? What would my hospitality be worth if all had the right to come unbidden? Legal property is private and solitary by definition. That is its utility. It is a power put into my hand, a power to exclude. But what it contemplates is not exclusion. It is the control and selection of the users. To reach a certain maximum of use, quality considered, which might be borne down and trodden to chaff on terms of general admission. The title of property may be exclusive. Its use can never really be exclusive. You wear your jewels not alone for your delectation, but for mine. Any number of enjoyments or will circuits may run through the same piece of matter. Property, let us say, is permeable. Indefinitely permeable to human uses and users. Who then can truly be called its owner? This is a different point of view. It's an understanding of property that few who are embroiled in city life, urban affairs, metropolitans, understand. But you don't have to say it twice to somebody that lives out in the country and sits by a creek. Yeah.
A
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.
And so winding down into the last segment of today's broadcast, your calls are certainly welcome, folks. You can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome, as is Lark's in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Lark.
Good morning, Will. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastically.
Well, I want you to know that I continue to take notes. These readings are so valuable, especially from this book, and it's easy to see why it was not accepted by the powers that be into academia. But just for the record again, and of course I'm going to have to probably re-listen to this whole episode again because there's so much great information. But what I wanted to do is just bring these threads into the mix. And then the reason for my call. You started out speaking about Jakob Frank.
Correct.
And then I noted that there was a tie-in to one Billy Graham through Freemasonry and through Brené Brith. And that's from the website Sepha Ministries /Jewish. There was also a thread that I wanted to follow regarding things like the Rotary Club and the Boy Scouts of America. Of course, the Boy Scouts were founded by a Briton named Baden-Powell, of course, in Arlington, Texas, home of the Texas Rangers and Six Flags between Dallas and Fort Worth, is the headquarters for the Boy Scouts of America. But then also the thread regarding Norman Thomas, who suggested that the Socialist Party pre-World War II in the 30s was really rather redundant, not necessary and needed anymore because, of course, the so-called Democrat Party had adopted all of its platform. Then the thread regarding Teddy Roosevelt and how he came into office and then his creation of the National Park System, which, of course, was feeding right into today's modern World Wildlife Federation, which thinks of human beings as really rather like pests. And so the real owners of the country had decided then that they wanted to keep the pest, the human chattel, off of valuable properties, which is why we have such an extensive national park system today. We want to have that most valuable property, most interesting property, most marketable property kept so that human beings had to pay in a controlled environment to even visit, as if we were living in a zoo of sorts.
Correct.
And then, two, there was the interesting video that you can watch on YouTube called Regions of Saturn, where it references a book that talked about the giving up of the battle and not the war between Cornwallis and George Washington.
True.
George Washington, of course, suggested that he welcomed the tenets of Freemasonry into society. He was very happy about that. And then finally, where I want to go is that you mentioned too the so-called hippie communes, and I thought of the farm in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, I'm old enough to remember a lot of that stuff and how we really just kind of wanted to tune in and turn on and drop out, many of us.
Exactly.
Mostly because we railed against things like the Vietnam War and so forth and so on. And there was those divisions created in our society. But then, as you know, my thinking is that I want to figure out a way to win, because we're in a rather desperate situation almost, especially regarding property. But, you know, there is a popular thing within the culture today called intentional communities.
Correct.
And, of course, an intentional community is very much like a kibbutz in many respects. But my thinking is, and maybe we can explore this further one day, is that we can take this whole idea of self-reliance, which is a very American thing, that we at one time celebrated in this country, less so today, and apply it to the communitarians' stated position that they think that community organizing, especially into intentional communities, a la communism, communalism, communitarianism, is actually a good thing, and how we might take that cultural thread, which is popular today, this intentional community idea, and make it work to our advantage.
Good plan.
The reason I say these things is, I'm sorry?
I said good plan. Go ahead.
So the whole idea for me is, you know, well, how do we do, since we're probably going to be impoverished anyway, how do we take this idea of becoming more self-reliant, do away with the dollar as a means of exchange, because we know it's a dead instrument, and not even real currency. So that, you know, we can finally come to the realization that we've been taken over by a band of criminals, which essentially have linked up internally with external forces, particularly like that of the Rothschilds and the British Commonwealth. And therefore win back our independence because we first of all win back hearts and minds because we get people to thinking again about what it means to be independent and what it means to have a republic in our own conception, not somebody else's, and how it is that we can regain the right to property and the right to also accumulate wealth.
Well, you've brought forth just a bevy of really great points, Lark, as always. And if we start from the standpoint of property, of course, I think that's the best place to begin. But going back to Cornwallis and the surrender of his sword at Yorktown and that whole thing, we talk about the war for independence, but the American Revolution began far earlier than that. When the Mayflower, instead of joining up south where it's supposed to, they decided to enter into a compact, and they got out onto land that wasn't given to them. The idea of taking back something is difficult, but starting something new and moving forward is far easier, in my opinion. If we understand rightly who stands between where we are today and where we need to be in the future, as I say, this the abolition of the established two-party political system, which serves only to divide our nation and our people, not to join them, not to have a like mind going on, not necessarily a hive mind, but an undivided spirit. The idea of double-mindedness creeps into that. If we can understand that almost every plight that faces us today has come in through this idea of the codification and statutory regulated license privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, that you can find right back to the source of the separation of powers, which are controlled in whole by these two parties, then we can start looking, I think, towards the solutions. My goal in all of this of becoming vocal local, of course, is to invigorate people within the established two-party political system for the purpose of bringing this party system to an end, not to make it stronger, not to have a neo-con or a neo-lib, but an end to the division, to get rid of them, to try and embrace the idea and the understanding of representation, which is an exceedingly complex concept, and the idea of government in a new time period, a time period that isn't dependent on horses and stagecoaches and telegraphs, but it's this interconnected, interdependent global structure. There are lots of things that some of the young minds can maybe advance in these areas. But as I say, we really need to be wise physicians and correctly diagnose the disease. The communitarians and the Zionists and all of the rest, the Masons, the Freemasons, they have no place or no space in a free people, but they certainly have control over their established two-party political system that was created years and years ago. So that, to me, is always a good place to start. The idea that you advance, you know, the intentional communities, this is a place where when we become vocal local, we can actually block the change agents' dialogue as it creeps into our communities. But again, as always, Lark, thanks. Great call. Thank you, listeners. We're all out of time. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Until then,
one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.